Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again on the Friday night show to answer your questions if you wish to call in or go to the fast chat on BBS here. So tonight is our night that we kind of dedicate to paranormal experiences, but we don't have to. I'll just talk about the Lightship for about a minute or two here briefly. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. This is where Jesus came from, and where all the healings and the ascension teachings that he brought forth, was there on the Lightship, and this is what he was here to attempt to help everybody out for ascension. So this is what it's about. This show's about getting you into your body with your spirit. You know, remember, your spirit's in your heart center, so you need to be there to do the ascension. And that's just part of it, but you have to be in your body. Let's put it that way. So many of the teachings out there don't talk about that. They just talk about maybe even astral traveling, which is I don't recommend whatsoever. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So you got to remember that your spirit's there to protect your body from alien attacks, etc., psychic attacks from people. Many, many things can attack us. The planets control us, and I won't get into too much of that stuff. If you heard our other archives, I have quite a few of those out there, hundreds of them. You may want to listen and get a kind of a clue what we're doing here. But mainly what we're doing is getting you into your body with your spirit. And we do clearings to help your spirit become more empowered inside of you. Remember, if you have density in your body, like what Jesus was doing, taking away people's sins, that's what the Bible kind of talks about. That means that he was getting rid of the DNA that was filled full of judgment, preventing your spirit to be with you, to communicate with you. So you must be in your body. And these healings that we do, and the most important one is probably the emotional one, and then also the alien death barcode. But we'll see if our guest is on here, co-host Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I am, and hello and welcome, everyone. So as Ron said, we'd love to communicate with you tonight and answer any questions you might have about the Creation Lightship, about the ascension process, and about the healings that Ron is doing. So you're welcome to call in or to just communicate on the fast chat if you can't call for some reason. So I'll give you the numbers for tonight. If you'd like to call, it's area code 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. So we're going to be talking, like Ron said, about different paranormal activities people have had, also healings that they've had with the Lightship. And we have some pretty incredible testimonials that have come in, and we'll be reading some of those. So sit back, relax, enjoy. And Ron, would you like to maybe start us out by activating the light being so everyone can feel that divine energy coming in?
Yeah, so if you're new to the program, scroll down on the monitor screen. You're going to see a light beam there. And you want to go to Creation Lightship Healing. And all the shows have the same page, so just pick on one of them if you wish. You can go to maybe the Monday show, and that starts at 4 o'clock. Just click on that. And the light beam is underneath the blinking flower, which is a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar down, at least on my monitor it is here. And click on that, and we're going to bring in some beautiful peace energy. And here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to command the energy as it comes in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So this show could be about aliens that visited you. That's one thing that we'll say. It could be paranormal. It could be about ghosts. It could be just about anything that you want to discuss that we can maybe give you an answer to, possibly. So what we're going to do first here is an emotional clearing for everybody. This is what Jesus did. Like I said, he came to take away your sins, so the emotional clearing was one of the more beneficial ones that he did 2,000 years ago. So here we go. Emotional clearing, going back 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. Remember, if you're in your head right now, your head won't be able to figure this out. So just allow your body just to have the healing, and it will bypass the mind energy that you have, because the light always bypasses mind energy and only works in the present moment. That's the difference. Time energy is the darkness. When you're in time, you're in the mind, and then you're hooked up to the alien energies, the planets, etc., and that causes negativity and mind control, etc. So here we go. When you're in the present moment, you're in spirit, in the now, in creation energy. So here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 cleared. 3 cleared. 2 cleared. Yesterday, cleared. Today, cleared. We'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 cleared, 3, 2, 1, and today. Let's do a sensory body. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today. We'll do a energy that maybe not may not be a body, but people deal with this, self-sabotage. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and today cleared. Okay, we have a special event coming this coming Sunday. It's the first part of our series of 3 8-hour Sunday conference calls where we get rid of extraterrestrial alien worms and parasites that live inside of us. These are invisible energies. A lot of these are actual physical on this planet brought here by the aliens. The difference is the alien, the dark side energies that we're talking about do not have a spirit or soul in these bodies, but they are invisible. And so since they came into you, they're invading you against your own free will. You may not know about them, but they are in you because of that. And the light only, you know, allows light. But when they come into you and cross over that that line of coming into the light, and they should not be here, and this is why the light ship has to do ascension every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness energies. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. And maybe we can talk a little bit, if you want, about the 8-hour call and maybe whatever else may be in the fast chat here. And we're happy to have call-ins, too. If you want to call in, be my guest, call in, and you will be a guest. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I thought we could talk a little bit about the, like you said, the Sunday healing intensive that's coming up. And it's a, you know, you've asked about paranormal activity, and I guess a lot of people would consider some of this type of healing or clearing that the light beings are doing as paranormal, since they're getting rid of things that are like ET parasites that have attached themselves to people here on Earth. And not all people can see them. Some can feel them, but there are people that can see them. Things like, jellyfish energies that have been seen on top of people's heads, attaching themselves to with their tentacles to all the cells of the body. Squid energies and different octopus and snakes and things like that that are just kind of like parasites that we might have in our body here, but these are ET energetic alien parasites that have attached to us and are stealing life force energy and doing all kinds of harm to the body. So, Ron, you want to talk about that a little bit more and about how these special clearings that you have coming up are addressing those, and then maybe we can read some of the testimonials that we've gotten from people about their experiences with having those energies cleared off of them and how that's restoring their health and their life and their all kinds of wonderful things to them.
Sure. So what basically happens is these energies live inside of you. So I'll do some samples. If you want to go into the BBS archives, there's two dates that we have done these on. One was back in, I believe, 07, which was 11/30/07. Remember, we've been on BBS for quite a while, and these things have also been with us for quite a while. So here we go. That's one of them. The other one is 10/10/08. So both of those shows, we took out these critters, okay? Naturally, we have thousands of these, maybe even millions, but this is a sample. So if you're interested in what these alien life forms are, you can go on there. And they are physical like we have on this planet. Also on the website, if you are under alien attack and you know about that, $30 a month can help you get the aliens, in a sense, off of your butt, off of your body. And you can put up the light beam. It'll be activated, if you wish, for up to 8 hours. You can put in alien races. You can put in these parasites. It's quite extensive. And by all means, give that a shot if you are a try under if you are under attack. People say, well, gee, that doesn't make sense to me. How could an alien attack me? Aren't the aliens supposed to be good now that's coming to our planet to help save us? Well, I have a different way of looking at that. I guess they are saving us in the future, a million years from now or something. Where were they last year? Where were they yesterday? People are still dying out there because of wars, etc. So where are they? So the typical answer to that for the New Age people is, well, we have free choice, free will here. Well, that is possibly correct, but what about your natal chart? You know, you have that attached to you, and you don't have free choice, free will. That tells you when you're born and when you're going to be dying. So hello. So you're under mind control here, and that should be very obvious by everybody, including if you look at your chart, see what's happening. And, you know, the big mind control now, I think, is probably 2012 coming up with the planets, et cetera. Remember, you're using the mind energy to discern these planets and what they're going to be doing to us, okay? And so, you know, everybody who looks at it knows that something is happening, plus you have the prophecies of the different calendars out there, the Mayan calendar, et cetera. There's many other things that are out there indicating this. We have the crop circles telling us things. And oddly enough, the crop circles did come across and show us about maybe either this octopus or jellyfish energy on the crop circle going down, connecting to the different chakras. Hello? So they must know about this here. Were they telling us to warn us? Or were they telling us to that we are doing this to you? Ha ha, this is the joke, people. Understand this, okay? So two ways to look at it. And if they know about it, why aren't they helping us with this here? You know, it's still there. So that's how I look at it. So where are they? Now, I'm sure that most of you out there listening may understand this, but some people may say, I don't understand this guy. He must be nuts. Well, just listen to more of the programs. You're going to get a better understanding of what's actually happening to you and why you lost your free will, free choice. So these eight-hour conference calls do eliminate what they can with you. The Lightship is with you for the basically the whole month, taking these energies out of you in quarantine. Remember, if you went to the Lightship that created you and you came up with all this darkness energy and these things crawling around inside of you that you can't see, they would terminate you instantly. So outside of the Lightship is quarantine, and the quarantine room is where they work with you. And so this is one way you can get some of these healings done to get part of your spiritual integrity back to yourself. Like I mentioned, the 2012 people are using that as a buzzword. I'll be talking about this probably up until that time. And, you know, it's going to be in December. I think it's the 21st, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's what the date is. I don't really tune into it, but I'm hearing what other people are telling me at a certain time. And so what the aliens are doing, remember, we're controlled by the darkness, these energies. They're giving us a date that we're supposed to be listening to, understanding, seeing an earth change. Well, what's the biggest change that could happen to you? The biggest change would be to have you taken off planet to a parallel lifetime, which you're already experiencing, and waiting for this wonderful event to happen. So, you know, as you get in line and buy your bus ticket for this here, and wait and wait and wait, then all of a sudden you may go for this ride that you may not ever return. So it's very disconcerting to me, and you better pay attention to what's happening. And there's a lot of dark side practitioners out there talking about this stuff. And a lot of them have probably all read the same books. So I think they go from one author to the next and regurgitate what somebody said that sounded good. And they know nothing about ascension. And they also are there to give you false information about what they're telling you. They think it's real. And, you know, not to prepare. And so some people think, well, gee, maybe I should do this for preparation work. You know, I'll put on my new clothes and brush my teeth and shine my shoes the day before ascension here, so I'll be ready. Well, that's not going to help your body whatsoever. And ascension could be any time. The light does not work in the present moment. I mean, does not work in time. It works in the present moment. And so the true ascension time could be any time. But the calendars know of this here, and they kind of drew conclusions and the prophecies and the way the planets align up to have this particular date come into effect. So that's kind of it on that. The Lightship is here doing the ascension process. No one else is doing it. This is the creation of light that created you and the whole universe of light. It doesn't need your help. and never talks about what it's going to be doing because it works in the present now. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'll take up a couple of questions, I guess, from the fast chat. We have Peter from, I guess it's either Austria or Australia. Question is, Ron, do you know of psychic power clouds? The cloud was yellow and powerful.
No, but I talk about clouds just in general. So you could be talking about two things. I normally use the word clouds when I talk about psychic attacks because the dark side practitioners put energy into an energy pool, and that could look like a cloud. It may not be physically visible, okay? Now, you're talking about a visible cloud that's yellow. Well, the alien ships do form in clouds, and a lot of times they look like a typical UFO that we are familiar with, which have a flat bottom and a rounded top. So you may actually see that. It's like, a flying saucer. The one that you're talking about, I'm not aware of that. I'm sure that it could exist. Remember, the practitioners draw upon, through their training, they draw upon past people's thoughts that go into a belief system, and this belief system is stored somewhere. So where is it stored? Well, it's stored somewhere probably on this planet, somewhere in the atmosphere, and we'll just say that it's stored in the Akashic Records. That's still darkness. Anything that's with mind is stored someplace. So these energies can be drawn upon, and, like I said, they're very negative, but a beginner practitioner doing these dark arts, or even one that's really trained well, can connect up to different types of people to bounce off of their energy. Let's just say that we have one person who, let's just say, is a minister in a church, okay? So, and he knows maybe 50 other ministers, and each minister is very psychic, okay? And they may not look that way to you as they get up on the pulpit and talk on Sundays. You may think that they're just a regular guy, but they want to control you and the congregation because the dark side is controlling them. But they may also do, on the side, different types of spells and curses on people to keep them in the congregation or to get money from them so they can have a new car every year. So we'll just kind of draw that conclusion there. So now they get, and they have their meetings maybe once a year with other ministers of that same particular church, and maybe they know 50 of them. And each one of these ministers has a way of doing their dark arts, and they have their own energy pools. So we'll say that Minister A, tries to control somebody in the congregation. He goes, man, this is just not working. They're too strong for me. Maybe they carry too much light in that person. So he'll probably use the energy maybe of five other ministers connecting to them psychically. And then from there, their psychic connections, which may go to larger pools of clouds out there in the universe of darkness. Remember, this is the universe of the aliens, okay, that brought us this stuff. And so maybe they have a little more horsepower on doing psychic attacks. So all of a sudden now, this Minister A now has five other ministers working with him as he chooses them and brings forth their dark side energies. So now we have six clouds of energies working and blasting you with this here, okay? And this is kind of how these clouds work. So it doesn't take much for anybody to tap into them once you know that they're out there and you know where to look. And like I said, most people go through training of some type of dark arts, which they might call light workers, et cetera. There's all different names for this stuff. I don't think too many people initially get into doing this type of work actually knowing that they are getting attached to this. Remember, you heard of the term white magic and black magic, okay? So it's the same thing, just that somebody who thinks they're doing good is calling it white magic, and, dark or black magic is the other. But it's still the same exact thing where you're taking away somebody else's free will and you're using their energy to cause an effect with somebody else. So that's kind of the way that works. But hopefully that maybe answered your question a little bit. I don't know. But there are a lot of energies out here that are around that can harm people. So that's kind of the paranormal stuff here. I kind of feel that way. It could be happening to me. Well, then by all means, get on the website or do the dark practitioner clearing, and get on the $30 one where it's the alien attack removal. So that may help you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so do we want to do maybe a couple of samples of these kind of clearings that we've been talking about?
What I'll do is take out the octopus energy.
Okay.
So here we go. Remember, the darkness wants to take away your free will, okay? That's the basic thing. So if you were to draw a line in the sand, we'll say anything out there that takes away your free will is darkness, and anything that does not do that is light, because the light gives you free choice, you know, free will. And that's the way you have to look at the light versus the dark. And the darkness also wants to steal your soul energy, your spirit energy, different pieces of it, and take and hide it, you know, so that you cannot become whole again, because they want to use that little piece of light, and they can, split you up in many, many pieces and fragments to do that. I don't want to sound too gross here, but that's what they do. This is why the light chip comes every 2,000 years to help to find you and your pieces of who you are. This is why we have these special sessions, in quarantine on the 8-hour calls. So here we go. This is the octopus energy. This is probably the most deadly that we have in us here as far as what it does to us. So normally the octopus energy, if you were to ask me what it does to you, I would say it'll make your body look like it's larger physically, number one. It can constrict your rib cage, give you a shallow breath, maybe give you a heart attack as it constricts your body organs, maybe your heart. So it does all these things, plus it lives off your energy field. And naturally, because it lives energetically, it also has energetic waste. So your body needs to protect itself from these energetic waste, and it can actually produce fatty tissue in your body because of this here. So here we go. This is an octopus energy. We're going to take out five of these from everybody. On the show that we're having, the program will say the 8-hour calls, physical body, say rejuvenation. We take out probably hundreds of these things. So here's five of them. I'll just do them all at once here, one at a time. So here we go. All the tentacles are coming out. I'll count to eight as they get released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And here comes the body. Out. Number two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And body. Out. Number three. Octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And if your body's squirming or you're twitching, that's the reason. And body. Out. Number four. Octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And body. Out. And number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and body out. Next one we're going to do is the little ants that crawl around underneath your skin. So if you have a skin irritation, a skin rash, or something like that, maybe even blemishes, this very possibly could be them in there with their waste products. And there could be something else that is attached to them, and maybe your body's doing something to bring them in too, but aside from that, they still live with you. So it doesn't matter how you get them. If you got them, you got them. So here we go. Here's the ants. So we'll take out 10 of the major ants and systems here. So here we go. First one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, there could be, you know, thousands of these leaving you right now. Number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, these things crawling underneath your skin. Between skin layers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, we have phrases like, you know, I got you under my skin, kind of, you know. My skin's crawling. Well, that's just telling you what's happening. Next, we're going to take out a caterpillar energy. These normally are in your joints, causing your bones, you know, your joints to become stiff. Maybe even painful, maybe like arthritis. So here we go, caterpillars. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. First batch of these are being released. These are kind of, we'll say, in your shoulders. Next one we'll do is your elbow area, wrist, and knuckles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do your hip joints, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 will do your knees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 5 will be your toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, these are just quick healings. On the light ship, we do these for 8 hours plus time that you're not there on the phone call. So these are very beneficial healings. We'll do one more sample here for everybody. This one here is the scarab energy on top of your head over your third eye. These are the scarabs. So here we go. First one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second batch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If your scalp is crawling or itchy, that's the reason. They're being moved around here, getting out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there's a little sample for everybody. This is what we're doing on this coming Sunday. It starts at 10 o'clock California time, PST. And it's 8 hours in length. The time goes by very quickly because you are, out of time in a sense because you're in the moment. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. I think you said you're going to read a testimonial or something.
The last month when you did the three consecutive Sundays, the healing sessions, and then also the one Saturday afternoon ascension preparation session. So this was a person that attended that group of sessions, and this is what they wrote. It says, I could write 1,000 thank yous, and that would still not be enough. So I will just say, thank you, and I can tell you what has happened and what is happening to me. The three Sundays and the one Sunday afternoon all were incredible. For the past 6 years, my head, my neck, my shoulders, my spine, just pain and pain and pain, and my head being the worst, which has been getting worse and more intense. My spine was shifting to the left, and it is straight now. It was almost like someone had taken a device from the Middle Ages and secured it around my head, and once in a while would pull on the levers and it would tighten. But the light ship doctors have concentrated on my head, and after this last Sunday, most of the pain is now gone. Also, I am now able to get into my heart center easily. I am sleeping. My eyesight has improved. I had floaters. They're gone, and I have cataracts, which I still have some, but the intense pain is just gone, and I feel lighter and happier. So that's pretty incredible right there. And I'll read some more. There's a lot more that we can read, but just take a little break here and pick up a couple more questions on the fast chat. We have, let's see, Pauline. What happens when people get blood transfusions? So you have a stranger's blood putting into your body, and I guess the question is, how does that affect you?
Well, I guess you could probably answer that one yourself. anything that comes into your body that's foreign like that probably would not be too good. That's all that I can say, because these things, these critters, you know, if you've been on these calls, you're going to realize after the first time that you're on, that you're typically not going to want to associate with people physically as far as hugging them, shaking their hands a lot, because you can, once you get yourself cleaned out, you know how much better you feel. So for a newcomer listening here, they're going to say, oh, I just can't possibly not hug people. I'm a hugger, you know, or shaking hands. Are you crazy? You know, I've been shaking hands for my whole life. I'm not going to give that up. That's social protocol, you know. Well, once you get yourself cleaned out, then you're going to realize that these things body hop from one person to the next. So a lot of people who really did not ever wish to not do this are taking a second look at it. And a lot of people, what they'll do is go on the website and, you know, do their life force energy, get that built up. They'll do their aura cleansing. And they will try to avoid physical contact. Naturally, you can't always... But the main thing is that you don't, and you know that when you're being invaded, because you feel these things coming into your body. So that's kind of what I would say. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's Pauline. I knew the answer, but I thought it was funny just to put that in there so people who might, you know, because my father got a transfusion. That was before I knew what the alien parasites were. Now I knew what killed him because that's really what they gave him, and then he had the wrong blood type on top of that. So I did want to share something. My son only was on your intensive 1 week, okay? And he just told me he cannot stand being in the city anymore. He used to always have feeling nothing in the city, and now he just can't be around people. He just, you know, shared that, and I didn't tell him that that's an effect of having the intensive. Now he's very sensitive to the darkness, I gather. So that was an interesting turn of events that just, you know, just I just realized that shift happened in him. So that I wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's good because, yeah, so it's not that it's a negative thing. You're just more perceptive now of people's energies and probably how he doesn't want them to connect to him or to, you know, bring darkness into him. And that's true with probably most people listening here. So, you know, if you're new to the program, just keep listening. And what I tell most people, if you're new, listen to maybe a half a dozen shows or more to get your feet wet. Because most people are going to hear what we're talking about and not even understand it or believe it. And remember, since you are programmed, you're going to have implants that do not want to hear you, have you hear the truth. Because once you start working in the mind energy, which is where you're working, what we're cleaning out of you, remember, you have to get rid of the mind to get into your heart. So all these mind programs are running. And normally when you start getting too close to the truth, the entities will come in who don't want you to listen to what we're saying. These could be shapeshifters, alien shapeshifters, or it could be implants put into you from the past that get activated and want you to run the other direction. So definitely keep listening. If you feel a little uneasy, just listen to the show, and it might take a few more times to understand what we're talking about. And then you may actually get it and go, wow, you know, I finally got these dots connected. Or maybe I thought about this long, long time ago when I was younger, and maybe I heard about these things when I was 10, and I blocked out this intuitive information, and now I'm maybe 50, and I'm hearing it repeated again, and it sounded right when I was 10, but I just don't know, because now I have 40 years on myself of more judgment, and I just don't know if what I'm hearing is correct. Well, just keep listening, people, because you're going to finally start to understand, like Jesus did, how messed up we are here, and why he had to come to help you out doing these clearings. This is what we're doing now in this last part of the 2,000-year cycle. Remember, the light ship comes every 2,000 years. So anything else, Pauline?
Yes, I wanted to also share that my husband has been on twice. I was trying to get the entities off of him the first time because he smokes, but it's not working, so he probably has a lot more. I probably need to do an addiction, I'm assuming. The other thing, he actually told me that after I did that, he told me he doesn't feel like he belongs in this world anymore. Something, he feels like he's like he was above it or something like that. That's how he once said something to me. I didn't really ask him his feedback if he felt anything, but all of a sudden he decided to tell me that, and I thought that was interesting that he did not feel like he felt like he said he was rising above stuff as if it didn't bother him or something. I don't know. And two other things I wanted to share. Once, when we were doing the space clearing, before you even had the space clearing, I had my girlfriend try to call in to ask you on the paranormal show about her vortex in her closet. And I remember she couldn't get on, but I got on to call in about something. And I think we talked about starting a clearing for the vortex and stargates I had in my house. But I thought of her in that process, and I believe because I was so much in my spirit after doing all these 7-day intensives, that somehow she said all of a sudden her vortex went away. And that was before you ever had the space clearing for me to even, you know, tell her about it, to clear it. She said, it's gone. I don't know when it happened, but it did. And I also had another thing with my brother. He didn't want to do anything. I kept trying to tell him all the alternative stuff, plus you. He refused. But I in my heart, I said, I wish my spirit could talk to his spirit. And I think I did it because whatever medicine he was taking, it was not passing. All of a sudden, he said it went away, the pain, everything. So So I believe that my spirit being so close, so in me now, because of all those intensives that I've done with you, that those healings took place. To me, that's my miracle. I guess I'm, a healer in a way, but only my spirit talking to his spirit, making his spirit heal him, correct?
Yep, that
possible?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to share. Bye.
Okay, thank you. And so I believe those people that you're talking about, your relatives, were all absentee. Is that correct on the healings?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even ask. I tried to get them to, I want them to be conscious and ask for these healings. I don't want to just do it, even though I know the spirit would get it, but I wanted them to participate because I could see that if you don't participate consciously, it takes a lot longer, I would think. But if I'm in my spirit connecting, because you had once shared with on one of the BBS shows, that we could connect to, offer healing to somebody by connecting to our spirit from heart to heart, connecting to the other person's spirit, that might help, shift them in some way. So that's what, I didn't even do that consciously, but I was in my heart, and I believe that's why I was able to help them in with their spirit, accepting it. And then hope that was, I assume that's what made the vortex disappear and the other, and my brother's little kidney stone disappear, and he didn't see it come out of his urine. So it just must have got pulverized somehow with, I don't know, because I was wishing the creation relationship would help him, but I don't know if that did happen or not, but it just passed and he didn't even see it come out. So I felt
yeah,
like that
that's
was
good. So what happens is, see, your spirit, as much as it can be powerful, it's also diluted a lot here because of all these past lives that it's forced to do. But what happens is when you do a spirit-to-spirit clearing or healing from somebody, which is what was initially intended for all, spirits in the light, you are actually bringing forth a little more energy, we'll say, if you don't have that same condition, to someone else's spirit. Remember, the other person's spirit is wounded if they have a condition. So if your spirit can empower it maybe 10%, then it will have 10% more energy to help it out through the clearing process and healing process. So this is why these healings work that way from spirit to spirit. Unfortunately, the spirit energies here are not completely empowered, because if you were empowered 100% with your spirit, man, you would be kicking the butt of the dark side instantly and you'd be out of here. But instead, your spirit's so wounded and so traumatized by being here on the earth that it can't leave. Otherwise, believe me, it would leave, because it knows that it only has to have one incarnation wherever it goes to. But because it's so tied up, and with the barcodes and stuff, it does have problems. But yes, if your spirit is basically, pretty cleaned off, we'll say, doesn't have that same maybe issue or that much trauma. Remember, it's going to have probably all the traumas that the other person's experiencing anyway, but it might be just a little bit, more cleaned out and maybe able to get 5%, 10% more energy in that area for physical healings, and yes, the spirit-to-spirit healings work wonderfully, and that's what probably has happened,
is
that your spirit,
is it ever possible,
by having these clearings,
these
are able to help
bond?
Other spirits, and those, that spirit in that person is what does the healing for that person. So that's great. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
One last
question.
Thank
you for calling.
Is it ever possible at some point that some of us who get in the 90 percentile, can we start, I guess, healing certain things within us or with others, like you just said, for helping others spirit to spirit rather than, obviously, we don't have the horsepower because we got a lot of seven generation and more to go. So that means I cannot heal myself even if I was 90% in my body and my spirit. It's basically helping another person spirit to spirit then with all
the it's very hard to get rid of all that judgment with just your own spirit working with you. Okay, so if you were 100% in your body, I guess your question is, could your spirit get rid of all of the DNA stuff, all the judgments from the past? Boy, it would take a long time. Not that it couldn't do it, but, I think it would take many, many, many lifetimes to do that type of work. So that's how I would look at it.
We can ascend with that 100% in our body,
much
spirit,
horsepower.
Right?
The light ship is here to help you to do that. That's why it's here.
So we can ascend. Okay.
To facilitate.
I better let you go
because
I don't
want to talk
about
doing earlier.
The time, so
happens so quickly because that's the light ship doing them. Your spirit could not do anything even close to this here. So anyway, thank you for calling, Pauline.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
All righty. Well, would you like to do another sample of one of these parasites, like maybe the maggots? Those are usually pretty good for people to feel in the brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get the maggots. So how many people like maggots? Raise your hand.
How many people like to get them out?
Yeah, okay, here we go. Maggot energy. These are on top of your head. You know, so if your head is itching right now, we're going to get these things much as we can released. So remember, if you had an itchy head any time in your life, that's normally these things crawling around, okay? So what do? You automatically, you know, your body goes, man, my head's itching. Well, my scalp's itching. Something's making my head itch. What is it? Well, it's these little things crawling around, and you do get a physical sensation from them. You can't see them, but that's what they are. So here we go. These are the maggots leaving your head. So I'll count to 20 here to help you out here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll continue on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you might feel some kind of energy now as it leaves you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right. So let me get into a little bit more of these testimonials. This is great here. So now this is someone who's able to actually see and hear. And they said that and they're talking about these ET parasites, once you identified these things in me, I was able to clearly see them, and I see them when they're coming out. I see them when they're in me, and I see them when they're coming out, and I feel them. Amazing to me, I just seem non-attached to them. Monday of this week, I knew when the lightship doctors were starting to do the healing. I felt a wave come over me, and the sensation I got and have been getting from the first Sunday is someone patting me on the head or waves of love coming to me. There is so much more. I will say that many times in the past, I felt like I had been in constant battle. During the night after the first healing Sunday, I was awoken by an ET who spoke to me, asking, "Why are you doing this?" Again, I was not attached and in my heart center, and I felt this ray of light coming out of my heart right into this entity, and it dissolved. It was more like a nuisance to me, and I went right back to sleep. So that's pretty amazing to see what's happening there. You have any comments about that, Ron?
Well, that's very good. Remember, like I said earlier, as you get more aware of this here, at first it might sound like, you know, I don't understand this whatsoever. You know, this sounds pretty strange to me. And, you know, people talk about viruses and parasites, you know. And remember, you know, probably, you know, a couple hundred years ago or whenever they invented the microscope, you know, before that time, if somebody talked about that, things that we have in us that you can see now, they'd probably think that you're crazy too. So you have to understand that, you know, these are alien life forms working at a different frequency, we'll just use that term, that we cannot physically see, although some people can actually see them. And so once you're aware and become aware of this here, all of a sudden you can tune into them. I won't really recommend that everybody, you know, consciously say, "I want to see these things," because it might scare the heck out of you as you see shapeshifters and people and stuff. But, yeah, this does happen. And the people who are able to see them, know that this is real, and that they actually can watch them leave. It's nice that the non-judgment came in there, because remember, some of these beings, in fact, we'll do a healing right now for all these. Now, some of these beings are interfering with you, maybe because you're holding more light frequency, and they want to come into the light. They know they can't go to the light ship because they'll be terminated. So they just kind of hang on to you. Maybe you've had people, these aliens, life forms walking with you for your whole life, living inside you, because they wanted to come into more light, but they didn't know how to do that. And if they go to the light ship that created you, they'd be terminated, distinguished instantly, zap, they're gone. So they're trying to maybe figure out a way to come into the light. So what we're going to do now is a special clearing for all these alien energies that want to come into the light. This also includes the alien energies that the light ship created. And these are the ones that turn themselves into darkness, too. Maybe they sold part of their spirit energy, gave it away for favors, you know, like people do when they pray to a god outside of themselves. You're asking for a favor for yourself. Otherwise, why would you pray, you know? So they probably thought, oh, they're going to get a new Maserati or something, you know, when they turn, you know, do something and do some evil deed to somebody else, just like they did to humanity here of these of the Earth people here on this planet, by selling you out to them for experimentation, like laboratory rats. So they're getting something out of it. But some of these may have some kind of remorse. And maybe their whole race is having remorse because they're also a laboratory rat themselves to some other alien race above them with a little higher consciousness. Remember, as above, so below. So think about that one, people. So here we go. Everybody who wants to come into the light, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And the way it's going to work is that these beings that are either in you, around you, etc., will be given a choice, and they're hearing me talk now, whatever they need to do to listen. And they're given a choice. They'll be shown what it is like to be in the light. So they do have free choice, free will. At that point, they cannot come back into you again. So if they say, yeah, I want to check this out, they must leave your body. If they attempt to come back into you again, they will be terminated because they're going against free will, free choice of you, because you don't want these things unless you say you want to have them back, okay? And I don't think you want to have that, but that's still your free choice, okay? Now, once they know that, then they can't come back to you. They can go to their dark side universe if they don't choose to come into the light, and nothing will happen to them. The light ship is not going to go after them, and, you know, for retribution because they haunted you for maybe 50, 60 years. They don't do that, but they're out of you. If they want to come into the light, they have that free choice, free will, and they'll be given a spirit, if you want to use the word soul, then they're now in the frequency of light. And now they're able to have free choice, free will. And they can bring themselves, their family, the whole race to the light ship, whatever they choose to do. And whoever wishes to come into the light can do that right now. So I'm going to count to 10, bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And this is a healing which is very nice for the darkness if they wish to come into the light. So here we go. Count to 10. You might feel energies leave through you. 1, if they're attached to you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to put some music on just for a minute here. I know our show is, you know, getting close to the end here, but I want you to actually sense these energies as they leave you. So they're going to be coming through you right now, if they are attached to you, and you can have a wonderful healing here. So again, you must request and ask them to leave you. So if you feel a little bit lighter, if your body kind of shook a little bit, or you felt energies, come from you to leave, that was because they were in you and they had a chance to come into the light. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that was wonderful. Very beautiful to experience that happening. And like you said, it might not necessarily be that there's a harmful intent there. They're just coming to people because they're attracted to their light as their light gets brighter when they're having clearings themselves.
Very possible, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
We had another program on Ask One Radio, which was last Monday. And it was on the show, which is February 22nd. So you may want to check that one out. And we went through a tour of the website with Pauline. So it was a very nice show. So if you're interested, our Ask One Radio show is on 7 o'clock on Monday. So you may want to just tune in to that one also. We have a lot of people from that program coming into BBS and vice versa. So. Anyways, it's a show about the website and doing mini sample healings also. So we had a question here, looks like, about the Eye of God, okay? So that's from Susan here. Is there such a thing as the Eye of God? Well, the aliens are controlling you, so yes. All the aliens you could call God energies. Maybe they brought religions here. So there's, maybe the big God and the little gods and maybe everyone else in between there. So they are controlling you. Are they watching you? Well, of course. They're controlling your body, your mind, and they're connecting to your spirit also, taking you to parallel universes. So we talk about that a lot here. So the main thing is to be home, be in your body, and stay centered. So you want to be with your spirit. You don't want to do any astral traveling. You don't want to go outside of yourself looking for things because it's very detrimental. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I know we're getting close to closing off here, probably in a minute or so. So I guess I'll just say before I turn it over to you, our next 8-hour session for 3 consecutive Sundays is starting this coming Sunday, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Time goes by very quickly, and we get rid of as much as we can of these alien parasites. It's work with your spine, your body organs, body systems, skin. It's like a body rejuvenation, and most people actually feel it as we release these things. And, what I will tell you, is like how much you love your body. Do you want your body to be feeling better? Well, this is one way you can do that. So it's on the website if you want to go to that. Use PayPal. It's $200, and you have 28 hours of healing for the $200, plus you're on the light ship for the whole month, and they work with you in quarantine. If you have a spouse or somebody living with you, a boyfriend, girlfriend, then they're $100. And children 18 and under are free. And so are your pets and animals. So anyway, it's a wonderful call to be on. It's the only thing out here on this planet that's going to help you like this. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, you were mentioning about how those 4 different clearing sessions, really it actually includes the entire month because of the time that the light ship is working with you in between those Sundays. And in fact, on this testimonial that I was reading, I didn't get to finish it, but the person was typing it from their work, and they said, well, this is really amazing because right now the light ship doctors are working on me, and that's amazing because I'm at work, but I'm seeing these things coming out of me. So pretty incredible. Amazing to have that whole month of clearing, and when you have something that goes on for that amount of time like that, really when you get done, you're like a new person. You have a new life. You're walking into a new paradigm of consciousness too. So it's incredible opportunity, And I guess I better stop talking now so BBS can get the next show on. But thank you all for being here. And we will see you tomorrow night on Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific. So blessings, everyone, and good night.
Well, we go to the light ship for a little sample healing here, probably 10, 15 minutes. So come on tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the light ship. So blessings, everybody. Goodbye.